This is cozy, Gemma observed, settling against Gabriel's other side. Though I have to admit, all this closeness has reminded me of our conversation yesterday. Raquel lifted her head, ears perking up despite the thunder.
What conversation?
Gabriel felt Gemma's meaningful look across Raquel's head. This seemed as natural a time as any for the discussion they'd been planning. About you joining us, Gemma said gently. About what that might look like and making sure everyone's comfortable with whatever we decide. The Aetherhound's breathing quickened, but not from fear of the storm.
You want to talk about that now?
Well?
Gabriel said, tightening his hold on both women as another thunderclap shook the building.
We're not going anywhere for a while, and there are some things worth discussing.
Gemma took the lead, explaining from a Feyre Wild's perspective about Gabriel's goals and concerns. We want the seeds we plant to be in healthy soil, with room for roots to go deep. If Gabriel's going to be our anchor, he wants to be sure everyone we add is in the right mind and emotional place to make the decision with her heart.
That,
Raquel exhaled slowly, her voice barely audible over the storm.
That's the most amazing thing I could hear.
She tilted her head to the side, ether-ringed eyes reflecting the LED lights.
The truth is, it would be so easy to give myself to you completely. All of me. You saved me when I was broken. You're kind beyond measure, and you're stronger than any man I've ever known. If you asked me for anything, I'd give it without hesitation.
Gabriel felt the raw honesty in her words, the vulnerability she was offering. He squeezed her hand gently, encouraging her to continue.
But my heart carries wounds,
she continued, her voice growing steadier.
What I did, even unwillingly, damaged something inside me. I want to rebuild, to help restore what was taken from our people, but that healing, it's going to take time. You see, you're not the one who needs me, Gabriel. I'm the one who needs you.
She looked directly into his eyes.
You're my path back to wholeness. Your strength, your kindness, the way you lead us all, it's showing me who I can become again. Without you as my anchor, I'd drift. With you, I can find my way back to being the woman I used to be, and the woman I was meant to be.
She glanced over, extending her hand to brush Gemma's.
And having another priestess who understands, who's forgiven me and welcomed me into her pack. That's more than I ever dared hope for. You both are where I belong.
Gabriel hadn't considered Raquel's perspective before now. Hearing her explain it, seeing the emotions playing across her face, painted a vivid picture of her truth. This wasn't about desperation or gratitude. It was about finding home.